In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this morning. So I was thinking about this morning's scripture reading, and I was thinking about something that's going on in our house. And you may not know this, but we decided that it's a good idea to begin a project. Now, as I kind of thought about it, I thought, well, this is not the best time to be doing this project. But then I thought to myself, well, there is really no good time to be doing a project like this. And what we're doing is we are putting in a new kitchen. Oh, yes. So it has been if you come to the house, I mean, it's quite an interesting sight. But I thought to myself, it won't be too bad. And I can do the demo, right? I've watched all the TV shows, demo, I know, right? I've watched, what's that guy's name, Chip? I think he has, the Gaines family, right? I thought, this is going to be a piece of cake, no problem. But as you did, on the other hand, was like, I don't know if it's going to be a piece of cake. So what we ended up doing was we went and we asked for some help, right? One of our wonderful parishioners, Mr. Mike Zink, came over to the house and he helped me do demo. And I thought demo was pretty easy. I thought I'd get a hammer and I'd start whacking away, right? I'd put some holes in some walls and I'd do what I needed to do. I'd get a crowbar and I'd pull things away and it would be no problem at all. But I realized quite quickly that that is not how you are to do this. So here's the second thing, right? So we go and we ask Mike, and then the second part of this is I have to trust that Mike knows what he's doing. And thankfully, Mike did know what he's doing because we found some things within these walls that were a little bit tricky. We didn't know they were going to be there. So thankfully, he was there because if he wasn't, I would have made a mess. Not only would I have made a mess, but I probably would have hurt myself or someone else in the family. So the thing that I want you to remember is two things. One, I needed to ask for help. But before I did that, I needed to realize that I needed help. That's why I had Presbytera. The second thing is, I had the trust, right? I had the trust and believe that Mr. Zink would be able to take care of this and everything would go well. Why am I telling you all of this? Because I really think that this is how our faith works. And this is exactly what we saw today with these two men who were blind. They approached Christ because they realized they needed help. But the last part is the most important part. They had to believe that he could do it. They had to trust that he was able to do it. Today, my friends and my family in Christ, it's important for us to take a look at that and to reflect upon that just a little bit longer. So today we continue with a reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew. We're now in this 9th chapter. And if you look at this chapter, Jesus is doing all sorts of things. He is teaching, he calls Matthew, he's healing people. We see him walking down the street and this woman who had this illness for 12 years finds healing from him. Then he goes and he raises this little girl who had passed away from the dead. And then today, he's walking down the street, and these two blind men see him coming, and they begin to call out to him. As I was thinking about this, thinking again about construction, I was thinking about this issue of how to, right? A how to. And this is exactly how we are supposed to call out to Christ. The first thing that we see is that they realized that they needed him. Now, it's a little bit easier for these blind men to realize they needed help because they were ill, right? They were blind. But I think for us, it's not always that simple. Sometimes we don't realize that we actually need help. Sometimes we keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, getting the same results. And we forget that what we really need to do is turn to someone for help. The second part of this, though, is realizing who it is that we are supposed to go to. And those blind men realized that. They realized that they had to go to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And they did it a certain way, didn't they? They called out to him. They said, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And this is exactly what our Lord and Savior is waiting for all of us to do. He is sitting there waiting for us to realize that we need him. And then he's waiting for us to call out to him. To say, have mercy on me, Son of God, for I need your help. Have mercy on me, Son of God, I don't know which way to go. Have mercy on me, O Son of God, for I am in need of your forgiveness. I am in need of your help. Now, the next part is the real tricky part. The next part is the most important part. So these blind men see him, right? And then they end up following Jesus into the house. Now, Jesus knows what they need. We really don't hear in the scripture if they actually say, "Give us our sight." But he knows. He knows what they need. And he says to them this important question. He says, "Do you believe? Do you believe that I can do this?" And they answer him, "Yes, we believe." So I got to thinking about that. I'm your priest, right? I'm here every Sunday, and I come to Jesus all the time with stuff. And then I got to thinking to myself, well, do I really believe? And I think I do. But then I asked myself, then why do you get nervous? Why are you always anxious? Why are you always worried about stuff? Because I think what happens to us is we get tempted. So yeah, we're here because we believe that Jesus can help us. But sometimes that belief gets a little bit shaken by the things that happen in the world. Sometimes that belief gets a little bit fuzzy at times when things start to happen. But we have to keep going to him. We have to do what these blind men did. Continue to go to him and saying, "Have mercy on us, O Son of God," and believing that he will and can help us. And there are a couple things that we can do. The first thing I think we need to do is we need to think about all the many times he has already helped us. To think about all the many times that our Lord and Savior has blessed each and every one of you. Think about all the times he has already gotten you through the difficult things. Think about all the times that he has helped you carry that cross that you didn't know that you were going to have to carry, but he was there with you. Look around you. Look at all these saints. Look at the ways that God has worked through them, and be reminded that they really are no different than you. They just kept calling to him, "O Son of God, have mercy on me." And that is what we have to be doing today as well. My friends and my family in Christ, today we are all here calling on our Lord and Savior to help us with whatever is going on in our lives. But we have to keep believing. We have to believe that he is able. We have to believe that he is big enough. We have to believe that he can and will if we continue to call upon him, asking him to have mercy on us and to help us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.